Technaidu, East Coast Radio.
On East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. We're hanging out till 4 o'clock this afternoon. My name is Vic Naidu. Also had some One Direction story of my life. And we played you some music from Evermax, the brand new one. It's called Salt. It's such a strong, I'm going to be okay. I don't need you anymore. Breakup track. I've moved to Durban recently. And boy, oh boy, has it been such a nice experience. One of the things, though, that really got to me, I'm quite a nosy person. I love knowing everything about everyone, including money. Don't judge me, I'm trying to work on this. But have you ever been in a queue in an ATM and the person in front of you left their bank receipt and you were like, you wanted to look just to see how much money they have? Yeah, that's me, I'm that guy. But it's never nice when the tables are turned. So a part of moving to Durban from Joburg was that I needed to get a place to stay. Now, when you're looking for a place to stay, you need to give them bank statements, 3 months pay slip. Can I tell you, it was the most invasive thing I've ever been through. Like someone going through my bank statements and my pay slip, you know, probably looking at the stuff that I've been spending, judging me hard. It's like also when you go to the bank and the bank teller looks at your account and you're like, don't judge me. Anyway, it got me thinking. Money's a very sensitive topic. And especially when you're dating someone, right? Do you ever wonder how much money they earn? You could say a lot about someone, or maybe not even. I mean, just because someone drives a nice car doesn't mean they have a lot of money or because they live in a nice house. But it's an important thing you have to know. I remember when I was a kid, I loved looking at my mom's payslip. Terrible. So today we want to hear from you. Our WhatsApp is 061-792-9495. You can call us 089-310-9495. Have you ever seen your significant other's payslip? Do you know how much money they make? Is it a thing or is it a secret? Perhaps even your friends. If someone asks me how much money I make, it's so uncomfortable. I just blurt it out sometimes because I just hate having to say no to people. We want to hear from you this afternoon. To Yim League, better days here on East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. My name is Vic, hanging out with you till 4 o'clock this afternoon. Before that, we had American Idol winner. Can't remember how many years ago it was, David Archuleta. Apparently, he's got new music out. I'm definitely going to look out for that. But yes, right now we're talking money. We asked you to hit us up on WhatsApp. That WhatsApp number, by the way, 061-792-9495. Just telling you about how nosy I can be sometimes. And the move from Joburg to Durban involved me having to send 3 months bank statement, 3 months payslip. The worst thing ever, right? So much admin. But I think the worst thing about that is having random strangers look through your personal things. It's very invasive. I felt uncomfortable about it. I felt judged hard. And we asked you to tell us, do you know what your significant other earns? Have you ever like sneaked through someone's bank statement, pay slip? Doesn't even have to be someone you're dating. Could even be a friend. Good afternoon to you, Karusha.
Hey Vic, how you doing? It's Karusha here from Johannesburg.
Oh, nice.
Hope you're doing well. Miss you here in Johannesburg. But you were asking about pay slip and all those things. It's so funny. I was dating this guy quite some time ago, I think years ago, and he was a doctor. And I always wondered how much doctors made. And I once opened his payslip and he caught me. That was the worst part. But he was so cool about it. He's like, no, it's all good. And he showed me, like, he was so open about how much he earned. I guess because we were in a relationship. Thank you, Vic. Loving your show.
That's so awkward when you get caught red-handed. I bet, Karusha, I feel you on that one. I've always wondered what doctors earn.
Seeing her payslip, not such a big issue for me. I mean, I'm the owner of the company. She works for me, so I pretty much see everybody's payslip.
Levels.
Salary negotiations is a bit of a different matter. I usually take the safe approach just by saying, happy wife, happy life. So, yeah.
And we've got Kanye on the phone as well. Hey, Kanye.
Hey, Vic.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. Is this Precious?
It's Precious.
Oh, Precious. You see, yes, it's Kanye.
No, it is Kanye.
Oh, you've got two names.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Little thing for me.
Thanks for calling in. Tell us your story.
Yeah, so I've been with Habby for 14 years. And in the beginning, you know, you want to know what guys earn.
Yes.
So I was open with him. I was like, so what do you earn? And he just closed his face at me. Every month, it's just, here it is. But I can't say the same for me.
What?
Every company I've worked, luckily for me, I should say, every company that I've worked at, they've always had to email us. And he's never had, I think he's literally only seen three of my payslips.
Okay, wait, so does he know how much Kanye earns now?
Not now, no.
It doesn't?
No.
Oh, what?
You just got to figure it out, obviously. Yeah. But I mean, like, over the past couple of years, it's changed. Yeah. So, it doesn't. Yeah.
Precious, do you like what he earns?
Of course I do.
You, that's why you're there. I get what you're saying. You know, you want to know, but nobody must know your business.
No, I'm kind of like you.
I feel you on that 100%. Precious, have an awesome afternoon, okay?
Love you too.
All right, there you go. Let us know. Hit us up on WhatsApp 0617929495, or you can call us like Precious did at 0893109495 as well. So right now, what we're doing is we're talking money. We're being inquisitive as usual. That's how we do, yeah. I asked you to let us in on whether you know about your significant other's financial status. Have you ever seen their pay slips? Have you gone through their bank statements? Told you how nosy I am. And moving to Durban recently, I had to give my 3 months bank statement and pay slips to the estate agent who was helping me find a place, looking for a place for me. Anyway, you came through as always.
Hey Vic, it's Viara. I am very, very inquisitive. And this one time, my friend and I went to the bank. She went before me. And I kind of leaned over her shoulder to like see what or how much she's taking out from there.
Yeah.
And how much she has in her account. Because at that time, I just finished off my last job. And she was like, oh, it's spoiling everybody. So I was like, let me look over her shoulder and see what's going on there. And as soon as she left, I took her payslip and I was looking at it. And then she's like, what are you looking at? And I was completely embarrassed because she realized what I was doing. That's what happens when you're inquisitive.
Yes. How did you recover from that? Linda, you didn't tell us. Give us the tea. How much money did she have?
Good afternoon, Mr. Vic.
Hello.
So in 2018, I was one of those people who helped customers in those big stores open their accounts. So...
Oh.
I used to go through a lot of bank statements, and the highest amount I saw, hey, that person was getting 110,000 rand a month.
Nice.
And she was a makeup artist. I'm
flourish,
like,
queen, flourish. I'm here for the coins.
110,000 rand.
You see, my pillow, this is my biggest struggle is I know for a fact that people who work at banks, who work in any kind of place where you could have access to people's bank statements and payslips, they look and they go home and they tell everyone. It's like a doctor. I'm convinced a doctor goes and tells their family about their patients.
Hi, East Coasters. It's Renisha Ramdin from Pietermaritzburg. I don't really feel it's really necessary to know what the other person earns. I mean, end of the day, it's more about love and affection and caring and support. That should matter. You know, in my younger days, I used to go for guys that had the good cars and looking cute and well, seemingly had it all. But most of those guys were dead broke. But as you grow older, you find that those things don't really matter now. You know, I would rather date a guy that's, well, labeled such as poor. But if he can take care of me and can love me through my good and bad times, hey.
Hey.
He's a catch.
Renisha, it sounds like life has humbled you.
Go. Fake 90. Weekdays 1 to 4 p.m. East Coast Radio.